dynamic range that we started with, which gave your highs and your lows and where you pitched it, led into our thought of enunciation. That kind of crossed over and went right into where you start to soften your words. But also, it's the envelope you put not on the pitch, but the envelope you put on the word. Like if I say voice, okay, I don't say voice like I used to, voice. Just one syllable, I say voice, voice. When you're talking about your voice, you see, it sounds like voice to those who are hearing it, but voice puts a little bit of an extra curve on it around this voice, voice. It's a pear-shaped sound going around it. When you modulate your words, when you modulate your words, see, modulate your words. It's a little stair step. And listen to what's happening with my S's. I don't say S anymore, S. A solid S is what you need. I say S and let it kind of get a little slurry. It's not a sound like a lisp. It's not a lisp. It's a soft sibilance. Sibilance is the S sound, and you can have a harsh sibilance where you accent the S and be very staccato about it, or you can go into a more soft S and modulate that. Now, modulating your words. Again, if you'll start with Valley Girl, I suggest you go out and get the videotape, Valley Girls. And if you get Valley Girls the videotape, or listen to Whoopi Goldberg on some of her tapes where she does the Valley Girl character, you'll be able to immediately copy that. Don't try it until you've got the voice pitched in the right place, resonated in the right place. When you resonated in the right place in that secret voice area that you speak from, and then you start to do Valley Girl. Valley Girl will accomplish both the dynamic range and also the enunciation. Remember, it's too much. But again, if you practice it and do it totally to the extreme, it's a lot easier to go to that extreme and then to wind your way back down to where it's a good compromise level than to start at the bottom and try to work up to that level and stop. Because when you're starting here, you don't want to be here and work up a little bit at a time. It's hard to do. You don't know where you're going. But if you make it more binary and say, here's where I am now, I'm going to do this up here now, and now I'll just tone it down a little bit, then you can keep some Valley Girl in your speech. And that's kind of appropriate for women today in America. Now, Valley Girl is not appropriate if you want to sound more masculine, if you want to be a career woman, if you want to be someone who's taken really seriously. And so I find that when I'm being taken seriously, like when I'm making a lecture on mental relativity or dramatica, mental relativity being the new psychology my partner and I developed, and dramatica being the story structuring program or software that we've developed for marketing, when I have a class in dramatica for writers and directors, I will speak to them more like, okay, here's what you want to do. You want to go over and take the concept of the act structure and see that stories can have both a three-act appreciation and also a four-act appreciation, depending on whether you're looking at it objectively or subjectively. Now, when I'm making a point like that, you see, my whole voice takes on a much more masculine tone, but that's appropriate to make my voice strike home and my words listened to, because you'll find in feminine voice, people take you a lot less seriously